You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
AUT's Business School has released a report on their study into the work experiences of people working in support and care services, such as nurses, mental health workers, and residential aged care workers. I spoke with Dr. Catherine Ravenswood, an AUT Associate Professor and author of the study, and we discussed their findings and the ETU and PSA panel Catherine is involved in at Parliament tomorrow that will discuss the future of support services. I began by asking Catherine what the findings of the study was.
Yes, our research looks at four different sectors. So that's residential aged care, home and community support, disability support, mental health and addiction. Some of the findings that we found included that less than half of the care and support workers in these sectors think that their pay reflects the skills and responsibilities that are part of their jobs. And then less than half of them also agreed that they get the respect and acknowledgement that they deserve for their work, for their work efforts. And across the board, you know, the report findings show that they really do love their work and they want to engage in more training and education. So it's a shame that some of these other parts of their work experience, that feeling acknowledged, just aren't coming through.
Catherine then went on to explain how the study was undertaken, what impact the Support Workers Pay Equity Act 2017, or the Pay Equity Settlement, has had on work life for those employed in care services, and then finally what will be discussed at the panel at Parliament tomorrow.
So what we did was we collected, myself, Dr. Julie Douglas, a colleague, collected data at the end of 2019 in that care workforce survey. And so, you know, you might say, well, it's now 2021, is that old? I think that the findings we're just reporting now will be very similar just over a year later. Possibly some of the things around how much these support workers are enjoying their jobs and feeling valued, we could feasibly think that some of those may actually be a bit worse now after a really stressful year last year during the first part of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, I was about to say that. I was like, surely the last year hasn't been easy for a number of people in their work lives, and I can't imagine that if you're already feeling undervalued and, you know, not necessarily happy in your work environment, that, going through the pandemic and having to jump in and out of lockdowns hasn't made it any easier.
Yeah. I don't think so. And, you know, we had some heroic stories last year of care and support workers in rest homes who lived in their rest home. And what really kind of got brushed over was that even though their wages are better now than before the pay equity settlement, they're still not earning heaps. And they gave up their own family and perhaps their own well-being in order to protect their clients. And then in home and community support, workers, even before the first lockdown, were saying that they are visiting their clients in the community. And, you know, they might visit anywhere from, say, 2 to 10 clients a day, and they could not get PPE. And even the government policy kept saying that they should just try to maintain physical distance and that PPE wasn't necessary. And I think if you think of, like, the homes in suburbs where elderly people live are often quite small, and so the idea that you can keep 2 metres distance and provide physical care to someone is kind of silly, I guess. And it does show how much these workers really are just taken for granted and that their skills and their knowledge are not listened to.
Now, you mentioned the pay equity settlement in 2017. Has it made... And, you know, obviously people are getting it. So you've said people are getting paid a little bit better than what they had in the past. But has the settlement made a difference to the quality of work life of care workers generally, or are there still other issues that haven't been addressed by government policy?
There are still issues other than pay that haven't been addressed. And so one really clear example is with home and community support. And there was a policy around guaranteed hours for them that was introduced at a very similar time to the pay equity settlement. And what it means is that these workers are guaranteed the same number of hours paid work each week. But what they've experienced is that those hours are really low. So this Care Workforce survey shows that home and community support workers, like more than half of them have 30 hours or less per week. So the majority of them are working part-time. And you might say, well, perhaps they want it. But actually the majority of them want more weekly hours. And so that's the findings of the survey and this report just out. But from talking to people in EQ and PSA and to these workers themselves, what is happening is that managers slowly reduce their guaranteed weekly hours. So they're kind of manipulating the government policy to bring their hours down over time. And so some of them, they don't really have enough hours to be able to have a sustainable income and may even, prior to the pandemic, would have worked more than one job, often in the same type of work but for different employers.
And what is the excuse for employers for reducing hours like that? Is it, you know, suffering due to the pandemic financially and there not being enough work?
I think it'll come down to, I guess, management will argue around efficiencies and the lack of funding perhaps. And also maybe just not thinking outside the square. I mean, logistically, it could be hard to kind of organise reliable longer shifts, but it is possible. So I think that in this sector, they're kind of relying on the same arguments and not looking to try and do things differently. Certainly the funding in this sector is really tight, but there are ways to do it better, and there are employers who are doing it better as well.
Now, I finally just wanted to have a chat about the panel you're taking part in tomorrow in Parliament. Could you speak a little bit about this?
Yes. So this is a panel organised by EQ and PSA Union and with some support from the New Zealand Work Research Institute at AUP. And we're holding it in Parliament because we really want to bring more focus to the workers in home and community support and to the conditions that they currently experience. And so those are the things like the unreliable hours, despite government policy, and the split shifts they work. So, you know, they might have 1 or 2 hours in the morning and then a whole lot of time during the day that they can't do another job because they're kind of on hold or on call, and then more hours in the evening. And so we really want to bring attention to that and the impact it has on those workers and their family, but also the clients, because, you know, if we're not funding someone's care and support enough, then, of course, you know, then each worker is limited in what they can do for their client. So we're holding it in Parliament precisely to kind of get it into the face of the policymakers and to say we need to think to a different future to make sure that as a nation, that with the people in our suburbs, in our rural communities who need care and support in their homes are getting the kinds of care and support we would really like them to have, and that we are making sure that the workers who do that important job are well supported, both with resources and training, but for good conditions like good wages and good hours that don't change so they can enjoy their work and do it well.
That was AUT Associate Professor Catherine Ravenswood speaking on a care workers study that was done at AUT by their business school.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.